This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Really talk this much about this. I talk more about this on Lock and Load than anything else, but I started thinking about this, and I don't really understand how this sometimes works out. And let me explain what I'm talking about. The woods are, for the most part, pretty darn safe. You can spend every weekend hiking through areas infested with dangerous wildlife and see nothing more than a snowshoe hare or a mule deer. But then you're relying on lady luck, which can be fickle sometimes. There's always at least a small chance that you run into something or someone that wants to take a peek inside of you. And this is a time a lot of people are getting out. Now, when you go into the woods, you should have some means of protection, right? Self-protection. And so the first order of the day is to know your adversary, the highest order that you can get into. And this is a discussion about hiking and camping, not hunting. When you choose to commune with nature, this defines a short list of the bad guys you'll need to concern yourself with. If you aren't in the northern Rockies, things get much easier since you don't have to worry about grizzly bears or northwest Canada's brown bears. And mountain lions are likewise mostly limited to the western U.S., but have been spotted in the east as well. For the eastern adventurer, the biggest worry is the black bear, and to a lesser extent, tasty members of the porcupine family, but coyotes can be aggressive as well. And then there's always the angry wild pig. No matter where you roam, though, the two-legged predator, he's out there too, and they have been known to present problems as well. Now, black bears are the wimps of the woods, usually. If a black bear attacks you, it's to eat you. It is predatory. Most black bear encounters end with the bear showing, feet don't fail me now. Now, if you come upon a mother bear, that's a different story altogether. But you can never run from a predator. And with a black bear, if you just yell, hey, bear, and raise your arms over your head, this probably means the bear's going to run away. That doesn't mean they're harmless, though. The only time a black bear will attack you when they don't intend to eat you is if they're protecting their cubs. And bear experts recommend fighting for your life if you're attacked by a black bear because it wants to eat you. Now, you're probably saying, well, I don't want to be eaten. Well, that means you need to fight back, and this means bringing firepower to bear on the bear. Now, your primary weapon against any bear should be a can of bear spray if you want to carry it. Not pepper spray, but the 2% capsaicin stuff specifically for use on bears. And consider your point of aim at a 200-pound black bear that just put his head down and is charging you from 10 yards. Or how about 2 yards? How's your aim under duress? Will your round be strong enough to penetrate his skull? Can you find a heart shot, and will the bear drop before it takes some good-sized chunks out of you? All in a couple of seconds. Now, with bear spray, you can put a big orange cloud of pain between you and the bear. And listen to what I'm about to say now. It will almost always stop the charge. But this is only going to be effective between 10 and 30 feet. And this is a two-hand hold because it is a high-pressure can. So you want to aim low so the spray doesn't go over the bear's head. Now, there's a lot of things that come into play with bear spray. So what if it's windy? What if it's raining? What if the black bear isn't affected by it? And that's when you get your gun out and shoot the bear. And you shoot it until it's no longer a threat. Of course, you check to be sure if it was legal to carry, right? And, right? But what gun is the best for bear defense? Now, a .375 H&H Magnum. If it's always at the ready, that would do the trick, but that's not very practical on a Sunday hike. Now, for my money, it is the Glock Pattern 20 in 10mm. I got 15 rounds of 10mm on top. I can get some nice hard cast bullets that will put down just about any bear. Carry that with me, and it's good to go. 15 rounds on tap, a couple of spare magazines, I am good to go. Nice chest rig, everything's great. Now, unless you've actually seen a bear up close when it's really moving the way it can, it's hard to convey the power and the speed, especially of a grizzly. You'll see some people in Yellowstone, they'll come up on a grizzly, and the bear will, he'll be there watching, right? He'll see you in the car. And then they'll walk towards you while you're in the car. And then you'll see the bear turn and take off up the hill, 30 yards away in three leaps, right? So if you're in the woods and that grizzly is 30 yards away, imagine that. What firearm can you bring to bear in less than 2 seconds? And forget about a long gun unless it's an SBR. You won't have the time to swing it around and get on target. Logical conclusion is a handgun in as big a caliber as you can comfortably manage. Now, you're talking about nothing less than a .357 Magnum for black bears, unless you're me and you carry a 10mm. For grizzlies, a .44 Magnum is the minimum, with a .454 or .500 Smith & Wesson recommended, if you can handle the large frame. When it comes to Canada's brown bears, probably handguns are going to be sort of anemic. If you don't have a big bore rifle, you're probably on the menu. Now, grizzlies are the punks of the forest. It's very rare for them to prey on humans, but most grizzlies won't hesitate to slap you around to let you know who's boss. And you can see this in their tactics. They will bluff charge and knock you down, frequently taking a bite. If you're no longer a threat, the bear will usually leave. If you act like a scared little animal, it will return and eat you. Now, if you have a very low line of sight, get the spray out. And if you have to shoot, put as many large bullets as you can in the area above the lowered skull and below the big muscular hump. If the bear is on you, shoot inside the mouth, in the eye, or in the chest, under the neck. If that's your only strategy left, at least try not to be under the bear when it dies. Now, for ammunition, you're going to have to pick something that's going to, it's going to be hardball. It's not going to be expanding because you're going to have to punch through 8 to 12 inches of skin, muscle, and fat in order to hit a vital. Now, that's everybody's scary nightmare animal. What about the rest? Wolves, mountain lions, rabid badgers. Anything not a bear gets treated like a human, which for me means 20-plus rounds of 10mm. That's why I take 10mm. It works with everything. So, if you're going to go in the woods, but get some bear spray, three-tier. It's bear spray, right? Your favorite pistol, open carried in a retention holster, is the way to go. For me, in the woods, it's the 10mm, so that's always my favorite pistol. And the final line of defense, if you want to carry it, would be a big bore revolver. Like, I don't know, that maybe the Ruger Alaskan and whatever caliber they make those in. Those are almost anti-aircraft guns. So, just my thought about when you go in the woods. Because a lot of people are hiking right now, and a lot of people go out there with nothing. They're like, well, you know, I'm not here to hunt, and I'm not here for this, and I'm not here for that. Well, you are here to recreate, and that doesn't mean that you get attacked and eaten by an animal. Or just attacked and killed by an animal. Or just attacked and maimed by an animal, doesn't it? I didn't think so. I mean, if you're going to, you own guns, take them out there because you're going to be in the middle of a threat, in a threat situation. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. A lot of you work and you have money tied up in a 401k. And some of you may or may not know that you are invested with BlackRock. And BlackRock is, their CEO is Larry Fink. He's not concerned with the actual discriminatory investment strategy that his firm executes. What he's upset about right now is they're caught up in the growing anti-ESG pushback that's impacting his bottom line, because Americans are paying more attention to this. And he revealed at the Aspen Ideas Festival that he's ashamed to be a part of the ESG debate. But this doesn't mean he's going to change the direction of what he's doing. It just means he's going to change the verbiage. Now, BlackRock, if you don't know, they manage $10 trillion in assets for investors. And that's a lot of money. And Fink bought into the ESG movement. That's the Environmental, Social, and Governance Investment Strategy that started popping up more frequently about 10 or 12 years ago, where the activist investment managers began sacrificing their fiduciary responsibility to maximize your return to instead abdicate that role in favor of producing and forcing a left-wing social and political agenda that has failed to succeed legislatively. Then we had Operation Choke Point under the Obama administration. This was launched by the FDIC and the Department of Justice to stop financial institutions from offering services to some regulated industries in an attempt to throttle banking services. This operation, which represented abuse of the agency's statutory authority, was first aimed at non-depository lenders, so-called payday lenders, but then expanded to target ammunition and firearm sales, tobacco sales, and pharmaceutical sales, among other industries. All of this being lumped into things that would be, you know, like porn online and that kind of stuff. They lumped them all into this to make them deplorable, if you would say. Now, Trump put an end to that, but ESG strategies have now been privatized. And if you look at it today, BlackRock has been guilty of pushing this, as are numerous major banks and investment institutions as well. Fink was questioned about his firm's devotion to ESG at the Aspen Ideas Festival and initially told the crowd, "I'm ashamed of being part of this conversation. I'm not going to use the word ESG because it's been misused by the far left and the far right." But he's later pressed again on being ashamed of his firm's position. When pushed on a statement, he reversed course. "I never said I was ashamed. I do believe in conscientious capitalism." Now, he might have been caught tongue-tied on his firm's approach to ESG, but the bottom line reveals the impact and the pushback they have felt. He acknowledged to the crowd that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' decision in 2022 to pull $2 billion in state assets from BlackRock because of the woke ESG agenda hurt the firm. Something like that could cause a cascade effect. It'd be like a run on the bank, right? DeSantis wasn't alone in taking a strong stance against this flawed investment approach. Last October, Missouri Attorney General Scott Fitzpatrick divested $500 million in assets managed by BlackRock on behalf of the Missouri State Employees Retirement System. He criticized their blind commitment to ESG, noting that fiduciary duty must remain the top priority for investment managers, a duty some of them have abdicated in favor of forcing a left-wing social and political agenda. South Carolina's Treasurer, Curtis Loftus, said he would remove $200 million of state retirement funds from BlackRock control by December. Louisiana's Treasurer, John Schrader, told Financial Times that he would divest $794 million from BlackRock as well. Additionally, Utah and Arkansas committed to pull $100 and $125 million respectively. Utah's Treasurer, Marlo Oakes, said, "We need to ensure that the money's not being used to drive a separate agenda different from our obligation." The ESG pushback doesn't end there. In early August of last year, 19 state attorneys general sent a joint letter to Fink, voicing similar concerns that the company's ESG agenda hampers its ability to deliver a maximum return on investment for its shareholders. And it's been an anti-woke, anti-ESG tidal wave building, and the release is being felt by the likes of Fink and BlackRock and others. Now, the states haven't been alone in taking strong stands against discriminatory banking and lending practices against the firearm industry. In the House, they introduced the Firearm Industry Non-Discrimination Act to end the ability of corporate entities to profit from taxpayer-funded federal contracts while discriminating against a constitutionally protected industry at the same time. In the U.S. Senate, Senator Steve Daines has led the effort by introducing companion FIND Act legislation. Don't expect that to pass. Not under Biden, but it's a start. Other federal efforts have led to bills being introduced to bar credit card companies from creating a special merchant category code, or MCC, to track lawful firearm-related purchases at firearm retailers. And they have backed off that effort after NSSF-led efforts in the states and the federal level. Major banking and lending institutions are realizing they're on notice. And they should. Law-abiding Americans aren't going to tolerate covert discrimination and backdoor boardroom politics that restricts their constitutional rights, especially the Second Amendment. If they don't change course, the bottom line will still continue to take hits. And sooner or later, you'll see something erupt to take over that vacuum in the market. It won't exist very long. Fink is an interesting guy. He was at one of the World Economic Forum meetings where he was out there talking about forcing behavior. And that's ESG. Forcing behavior. So, I look at that and I see that for what it is. Getting out there and trying to turn an industry against other industries and not allow them to partake. We already see that with, for example, these legal marijuana dispensaries. I don't think they're allowed to deposit their money in a bank unless that's changed in the recent years. I don't think they're allowed to take payments with, they go into a bank. I would hope that that would, that would be one of those things where you get out there and you say to yourself, well, if it's illegal, why can't we put it in a bank? But see, there's no constitutional right to sell marijuana. So, that's just me ranging in thoughts as I sit here and I think about this. It is all nefarious. It is all absolutely, it's all unconstitutional. It's always going to be this way, though. Always expect for their ingenuity and imagination to come through and come out with another way to restrict your rights, because they hate that you have rights. Not just to keep and bear arms, but just rights in general. They'd like nothing better to just see you there. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. Americans may be dealing with flight issues heading into this weekend. According to FlightAware, over 6,300 flights have been delayed across the country Friday. Meantime, almost 700 flights have been canceled. It comes after flight issues plagued the 4th of July weekend. He says, we're fortunate. It was just cocaine at the White House this time.
What if somebody wants to conceal some sort of substance that could affect the health of the people there.
Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar sits on the House Appropriations Committee that has jurisdiction over the Secret Service. He says he wants answers about what changes are being made. The bag he found in a cubby near the west executive entrance of the White House. Privacy concerns are delaying the launch of Meta's new Threads app in Europe. The Independent reported earlier this week that Ireland's Data Protection Commission had been in talks with Meta about it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and going back to bears for whatever reason. I don't know why I arranged it this way, but I did. Dean Weingarten got out there, and he discovered a plausible fourth failure of a defensive firing of a handgun against the bear that has been discovered. Now, handguns normally work, okay? They normally work. The fourth incident was found, and the incident is discovered because they've been MLN's been doing a lot of FOIA requests, and it involves a polar bear and a human. And the incident occurred near Churchill, Canada, as part of two incidents from October 19th to October 26, 1986. Bear spray had recently become available. They are two separate incidents. The first involves bear spray, which marked the bear. The second involved cracker shells from a .44 caliber handgun, probably a .44 Magnum. From the FOIA, incident number 41... October 19th, October 26, 1986. Tourists in temporary camp were observed hand-feeding bears for several weeks. Sardines and lard had been put in the willows surrounding the camp. During the 6 days, researchers were in the camp. 9 bears approached. At the sound of movement within the camp, 1 bear repeatedly charged the structures and pounded the walls. In the 6 days, 7 charges were initiated by 2 bears. The charges appeared to be directed at the people in the camp. 1 bear almost entered the stationary vehicles. It was attired with a broom and bear spray in the face. 4 days later, and 4 kilometers southwest, a bear with a red stain on his forehead, which may have been the bear spray, charged a group of 12 people. The bear ignored both cracker shells and shots from a .44 caliber handgun. The people involved were forced to climb a nearby tower or enter an adjacent building. This is probably the first account of bear spray being non-experimentally used under field conditions on a polar bear. Now, the objective definition of a failure with a handgun involving a bear was decided when the project was started. The criteria for inclusion in this study is a pistol had to be fired to defend against a bear or bears. If it was not fired, the incident was not included. If the use of the handgun stopped the attack, that was a success whether the bear was killed immediately or left the scene as long as it stopped attacking. In the scenario at Churchill on October, the report specifically says that a bear with a red stain on its forehead charged a group of 12 people and ignored cracker shells and a .44 handgun. Nobody got hurt, but the shots did not stop the attack. And it seems likely they were warning shots. There may be some political reason why the person with the .44 handgun was not willing to shoot the bear, or maybe the person shooting the .44 handgun simply missed. But there's no indication the bear was injured. Of the four incidents where a handgun was fired and failed to stop an attack, this is the weakest case. In only one of the four incidents, the defender clearly attempted to kill the attacking bear. And this occurred in the famous polar bear defense attempted with a .22 pistol, that's a story all on its own. This incident is graded as a failure because it didn't stop the attack. And about 10% of the incidents, warning shots are sufficient. Most incidents involving warning shots alone are not reported or documented. And this is probably the most common defensive use of a handgun with a bear. Now, you will understand that if a bear is killed, it cannot go on to attack another person. And repeated use of cracker shells or warning shots will eventually teach a bear about their lack of serious effect. And this will make the bear more dangerous. All three of the present species of North American bears, black, brown grizzly, and polar, have increasing populations. The small number of bears which would be killed if all aggressive bears were shot would not have a significant effect on bear populations. The number shot in defensive situations would be far less than the number required to be harvested to keep the bear populations at maintenance levels. That doesn't happen very often. It makes me think the guy wasn't shooting at the bear. 44 would have been enough, I think. On to other things. CBS, you have to look at CBS and say, well, they're not exactly a friend to the Second Amendment now, are they? And a recent story about gun violence in Chicago appears to keep up that trend when it's announced. The problem we heard and saw over and over again was guns. Now, when you hear this from one of these outlets, or when I hear this from one of these outlets, we roll our eyes at the Post and I don't really think anything about it, because a mainstream media story blaming guns for violence, this only happens on days that end with a Y, right? In the midst of the standard fear-mongering about guns, CBS accidentally exposes a truth that they might not have intended to, because they were men on the street. They decided to get on the street. Asked about his .40 caliber gun. The guy says, off the streets, people sell them. When asked how he got it, another man said, just like that, that's how easy it is. Porter asked, is it it's worth it for you to keep these guns? The guy replies, we're felons. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody going to give us no jobs. The cops don't give a blank about us. But here you have admitted felons admitting that they have no problem getting guns. Nothing new. Every licensed firearm dealer in this country is required to do a background check. It's by law. There aren't actually rogue dealers like what's-his-head says that gets out there and just sells gun over the counter. There's none of them that get in a van and go to a corner and sell them like he says either. You have to have a photo ID. You have to fill out a 4473. In Chicago, it gets to be a bit more involved. There you have to get a firearm owner's identification card. You have to take an approved safety course. You have to get a Chicago firearms permit. Then after you buy the gun, you have to register it with the city within 5 days of the purchase. Failure to register it within those 5 days, and your gun is deemed unregisterable. Doing that, everybody's been assured that if you do that, you're going to be safe. this will reduce gun violence. And yet, despite that, despite all these things that are put in place to reduce gun violence, or they the people of Chicago are told it's there to reduce gun violence, despite all that, felons admit on TV that they have no problem at all getting guns. None. How's this possible? And the reality is that only the law-abiding abide by these laws. Only the law-abiding. So, excuse me. All these steps required to legally purchase a firearm in the city of Chicago appears to do very little to dissuade any violent criminal, like a felon would be. And if you require all the steps, you're forced to pay an additional $260 over and above the cost of the gun. That's more than some people pay for their low-budget gun in the first place. All in an attempt to stop criminals from getting guns. Now, for all of their pontification about firearms being a public safety hazard, they still haven't figured out how to convince the average gangbanger to stop breaking gun laws. And if they ever do, maybe they can then turn those newfound skills into convincing killers not to kill, rather than disarming me and you. That's a big issue. That's a huge issue. But it's also one that they're always going to do. They're always going to be this way. They're always going to act this way. Because the problem is you. The problem is the fact that you have guns, and it's you, and that's just all there is to it. So get used to it. Get used to it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
More time. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I want to ask you a question. How many of you have actually bothered to read the Constitution? Or, you know what, just to make it easier, a quick read of the Bill of Rights. 462 words, that's all it is. Take a minute and read those. Because if you do that, then you don't need a politician to tell you what it's about. I mean, it's all pretty plain. Then you'll be under no illusion about where to draw the line when it comes to speaking your mind, criticizing your government, defending what is yours, doing whatever you want on your own property, and keeping the government's nose out of your private affairs. Because we live in an age now of over-criminalization, where the average citizen unknowingly commits 3 crimes a day. Acts like fishing and gardening are regulated. Government officials are constantly telling us what not to do. And it was not always this way. It used to be that we, the people, were giving the orders, telling the government what it could and could not do. Indeed, the three words used most frequently throughout the Bill of Rights in regards to the government are no, not, and nor. So, if you compare the following list of don'ts the government is prohibited from doing with the growing list of abuses to which we the people are subjected on a daily basis, well, you'll find that we have reached a state of crisis where the government is routinely breaking the law and violating its contractual obligation. For instance, the government is not allowed to restrict free speech at all. Or press, or assembly, or your ability to protest and correct government wrongdoing. Nevertheless, they continue to persecute whistleblowers, persecute journalists, criminalize expressive activities, crack down on large groups of citizens. The government may not infringe on a citizen's right to defend itself. But in many states, it's against the law to carry a concealed weapon, gun, knife, pepper spray, and the average person is permitted little self-defense against militarized police officers who shoot first. The government may not enter or occupy a citizen's house without his consent. And nevertheless, government soldiers, and that being militarized police, carry out more than 80,000 no-knock raids on private homes every year while maiming children, killing dogs, and shooting citizens. The government may not carry out unreasonable searches and seizures on the citizenry or their possessions, nor can government officials issue warrants without some evidence of wrongdoing. And unfortunately, what is unreasonable to the average American is completely reasonable to a government agent for whom the ends justify the means. And in such a climate, we have no protection against roadside strip searches and blood draws and DNA collection and SWAT team raids and surveillance or any other privacy-stripping indignity to which the government chooses to subject us. The government is not to deprive anyone of life, liberty, or property without due process. And nevertheless, the government continues to incarcerate tens of thousands of Americans whose greatest crime is being poor and not white. Same goes for those who are put to death, some erroneously, by a system weighted in favor of class and wealth. The government may not take private property for public use without just compensation. But under the guise of the greater public interest, they often hide behind eminent domain laws in order to allow mega corporations to tear down homes occupied by less prosperous citizens in order to build high-priced resorts and shopping malls. Government agents may not force a citizen to testify against himself, yet what is the government's extensive surveillance network that spies on all of our communications, but a thinly veiled attempt of using our own words against us? The government is not permitted to claim any powers that are not expressly granted to them by the Constitution. This prohibition has become downright laughable as the government continues to claim for itself every authority that serves to swell its coffers, cement its dominion, and expand that reach. And despite what some special interest groups have suggested to the contrary, the problems we're experiencing today did not arise because the Constitution has outlived its usefulness or become irrelevant. And they're not going to be solved by a convention of states or a ratification of the Constitution. This is a deeper problem. This goes back to the point to where we the people were overthrown as the center of the government. And as a result, our supremacy has been undone. Our authority has been undermined, and our experiment in democratic self-government has been left in ruins. We are no longer the rulers of this land. We have long since been deposed and dethroned, replaced by corporate figureheads with no regard for our sovereignty, no thought for our happiness, and no respect for our rights. So, in other words, without our say-so and lacking any mandate, the point of view of the Constitution has been shifted from we the people to we the government. Our taxpayer-funded employees, our appointed servants, have stopped looking upon us as their superiors and started viewing us as their inferiors. And we've gotten so used to being dictated to by government agents and bureaucrats and militarized police that we've forgotten that we're supposed to be the ones calling the shots and determining what is just, reasonable, and necessary. But then again, we're not the only ones guilty of forgetting the government was established to serve us as well as to obey us. Every branch of government, from the executive to the judicial and legislative, seems to be suffering the same form of amnesia. Certainly, when government programs are interpreted from the government's point of view, there is little the government cannot do in its quest for power and control. And we've been so brainwashed and indoctrinated into believing that, the government is actually looking out for us in some form or fashion. When, in fact, the only compelling, interest-driving government programs is to maintain power and control by taking away our money and control. And this is vital truth, that the government exists for our benefit and operates at our behest. That seems to have been lost in the translation. Over two centuries dominated by government expansion, endless wars, and centralized federal power. Have you ever wondered why the Constitution begins with those three words, we the people? It is intended to be a powerful reminder that everything flows from the citizenry, and we the people are the center of the government and the source of its power. And the we is crucial because it reminds us that there is power and safety in numbers if we stand united. That's the big thing. If we stand united, we can accomplish nothing alone. And this is the underlying lesson of the Constitution, which outlines the duties and responsibilities of the government. It was a mutual agreement formed by early Americans in order to ensure that when problems happened, we could address them together. Like the wagon trains of the Old West, comprised of individual groups of pioneers, they didn't go out alone. They traveled as convoys, and when faced with a threat, they formed their wagons in a tight circle in order to defend against invaders. They presented a unified front. And in much the same way, the Constitution was intended to work as an institutionalized version of the wagon circle. We have been ousted from that protected circle, left to fend for ourselves in the wilderness. That is the American frontier today. Those who did the ousting, the courts, the politicians, the corporations, have since replaced us with yes men and shills who dance to the tune of an elite ruling class. And when they do that, they have set themselves as the central source of power and the arbiters of what is just and reasonable. And now, once again, we're forced to navigate hostile terrain, unsure of how to protect ourselves. The government is, you know, they're out there stockpiling all these things, the raids, all this stuff. The erection of mass detention centers across the country, all other manner of abuses. Read those smoke signals. Because the government's on the warpath. Recognize that for what it is. Very simple. Stop looking at each other. Stop looking at each other. Look at the government. When that happens, they lose. That's why ID politics is so popular. That way, if we're at each other's throats, if we're divided, we'll never win. Stay awake, stay aware, carry your weapon. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.